Welcome to the Jimmy and Nate podcast. We hope this wasn't a mistake. If it was, please stay. And remember, you can listen to the podcast whilst you're...
gardening.
Hmm.
Doing some... If you do listen to the podcast, you'll hear that noise.
Sometimes...
Gardening and podcast. Tomatoes.
Is that a carrot? I don't know how that sound came out of my mouth.
I saw it happen.
I'm so sorry about that.
Are you really into gardening?
I like gardening. I'm not very good at it, but I appreciate plants and I appreciate the work that goes into
them. I've never had the patience for that. Never had the patience for it. I don't know.
You haven't had the ground, though.
No, that's true. I've never had the soil. No, never have.
And as far as I've seen your parents' house, that's the one you grew up in.
There's a big garden there because my family's not a big gardener, but my gran is. She used to plant agapanthus all up and down the driveway. You know those agapanthus, the purple ones?
Yeah, they're like little fireworks.
I think they're overrated.
Yeah.
Honestly, the only reason I liked them is because when they didn't bloom, they were a little ball, right?
Yeah.
And so I would just get a baseball bat and hit them off like it was a tee ball. And Nan would get so mad. It was so fun.
They have really complex root systems. So if you want to get rid of them, they're impossible to get rid of. They're really hard.
Oh, I did not think I would hear the really complex root systems.
You got a complex root system.
Yeah. It is.
Mm-hmm.
So how it works is...
I don't even know. It changes all the time. Depends on the app.
They get a room and then third.
Anyway, the last house I lived in had a big, beautiful garden.
Massive
with lots
garden.
Of fruit trees and stuff, but it was too big for me. I didn't have the time or the patience.
What about when your fiance, Diana, what about when they offered me $5,000 to clean up your garden?
Which was weird because that was more money than the quote we got. So
yeah.
I'm like, what's going on
and
here?
And I said, absolutely, I'll do that. And then I didn't hear anything else. So you must have got involved.
I snipped that.
Like the agapanthus. You shut it down.
Like your complex root system.
I can't say words tonight. I don't know what's going
snipped
on.
Snipped only.
Oh, bloody hell. Well, Better Homes and Gardens are off.
That was my favourite show growing up.
I bet it was.
Yeah. Don Burke cancelled?
Yeah.
Yeah, mate. Like one of the OGs cancelled.
Was he? Yeah.
Yeah, that was Burke's Backyard, though. It was a different show. Although he was on Better Homes and Gardens for a while.
Oh.
Yeah, but
what was Jamie Dury on? Backyard Blitz.
Backyard Blitz.
Masked Singer.
Yes.
Yeah.
Recently.
Yes.
He's a good-looking rooster. Oh,
he's,
Jamie.
Is he?
He was a...
I think he's ugly.
Oh, he's a heartthrob.
He was a adult dancer before he was. Yeah.
I just don't see it, you know what I mean? Not
really?
My type, though.
No, not your type.
If I was going to pot a
You're
bike, it wouldn't be him.
The target audience, so
no,
it's probably fine.
Okay, I'm just giving my opinion,
No,
mate.
I know, and that's okay. That's okay, and I appreciate...
You didn't have a go at him for saying he's hot.
Well, I'm also not that into him, but like...
See?
Yeah.
You get it.
My, back to my gran with the agapanthus. She loves Jamie Drury.
She
used to watch Backyard
Blitz. Well,
that's
nothing to do with the agapanthus. You can't go back to the agapanthus.
Back in the agapanthus.
But actually, what we're talking about now is Jamie
Drury. Loved her. Absolutely loved him. I think they
back
might have met.
The noise, Grace, mate.
Loves
Which
him.
One?
Which one? Oh.
You do make a lot of noises.
Mm.
Is your mum got a garden? You're living with your mum at the moment?
No, she doesn't. She lives in an apartment block where they do
the
have a communal garden.
Are you okay?
Are you tired?
Silly.
It's been a big day.
I'm honest, I've had enough.
You want to wrap this up?
It just keeps going.
We can wrap it up anytime.
No, this is about a third of some of the ones we've done before. The music hasn't even stopped yet.
I'm actually really enjoying the garden chat, so that's
probably
keep
going. Don't ever let me stop just because I want to stop, because there's people listening going, I love this.
Yeah, I don't know how many people like garden chat, though.
Some people might.
No, I guess what I was saying is people love the podcast top. I know a lot of people that just listen to that and then go,
I'm done.
Had enough.
Because this does feel like more podcasty.
Yes.
Because we just talk absolute
rubbish.
Nonsense.
Yes.
Yeah. And it goes in different directions. So I know people that love this. So don't let me sit. There's someone out there going, Jim, shut up. Get back to Nathan Grace. And then.
Yeah. Well, anyway, keep going about your mum and the garden.
Yeah, communal garden. So they have to, apparently there's quite a roster that you have to
there's
kind
a
of
roster.
Go and
work.
Roster.
Yeah, that's what, so there's
just
this
like
one
your
neighbor
complex
root system. The neighbor downstairs, she's like, I like gardening, but I don't want to like confine myself to this roster of this communal garden. So she does a bit of guerrilla gardening around the place.
Guerrilla Gardener? Wasn't that another TV show?
I think it was.
No, it's stopped now. We can end now.
Yeah, that was it.
So, you missed Jimmy and Nate last night? That's okay, because you could hear it all here.
You got the Jimmy and Nate show live across Australia, Jim.
Nate, I don't want to give too much away, but we are chatting cars next.
Mm.
And something to do with when you're driving.
Yeah. I said it just before. It's the wave.
It's okay. Yeah.
I mean, to be fair, if you've just tuned in.
Yeah. And if you just tuned in again.
Oh, we're doing something next. Hey, if you're just here now.
Yeah.
Coming up.
We're talking cars now,
yeah.
But we're talking waving next. Mm-hmm. I've said it.
People have just tuned in, missed it.
So if you've just tuned in. No, look, we are chatting cars and waving next, but I thought you can't chat cars without chatting fuel prices.
Yeah.
So I thought we should just do that, get it out of the way, nip it in the bud.
Yeah, of course.
Because, mate, Australians filling up at the fuel pump paid an extra $5 a week over the course of the past 3 months. And this is according to some new figures from the Australian Automobile Association.
Oh, I love those people. Why do they have to use the whole word?
I know.
Car Association.
Car people.
You don't have to call it an automobile anymore.
And they've released a Transport Affordability Index.
Oh, God.
Everything's a thing. Basically, what it's shown is
sure.
The average fuel cost for a week. So for the average Australian, how much they're spending on fuel in 1 week
yep.
is now at $100.39, so $100 a week.
Per person?
Yes.
Oh!
The average, that's the average cost. So some people obviously spending less,
and more.
Some people spending more. First time ever.
It's never hit triple digits before.
It's never on average hit triple digits before. Never on average. Jesus. It's been, yeah, I mean, obviously.
$100 a week is insane. Like, I'm not even filling up that much.
No, you're just not even filling up.
I just don't fill up anymore. I've now got a Fred Flintstone car. It's all foot powered.
Flintstones, meet the Flintstones. Oh, that's a different one. Michael Brady, managing director of the Peak Motoring Body. Oh, this is a different one.
Yeah, this is another body. God, there's a few bodies involved.
He said, despite the temporary excise cut, fuel prices are rising and continue to be significant contributor to the cost of living across regional and metropolitan Australia.
Right.
And for the first time ever, we've seen it, on average, reach $100 per person.
Just feel like every couple of weeks we're getting this bad news about fuel, aren't we?
Now, do you want to know the top three in Australia?
Yeah, tell me.
Are the top three places in Australia per week, how much they're spending.
How expensive it is, okay.
Yeah. So would you like the most expensive or would you like the third most expensive? How do you want me to...
Go third to first.
Yep.
Yeah, okay. So finish with the most expensive.
Finish with the most expensive. Okay, on the list, the third most expensive place to get fuel in Australia, Launceston.
Launceston. Wow.
Rowan's still here from Hot Nights there at Chatfield.
Yeah.
For those who don't know, would you like to say something, Rowan? You can come in.
Rowan, you can come in if you want. Oh, you can go there. Someone show me how to push the button.
I was always on that side. you know what? That doesn't surprise me because it's only like 2Ks around and up. So it's like you just walk.
Yeah, so that's so true.
So you've got to make as much money as you can when you can. So it's $3 a litre.
Yeah.
So they're just charging a lot because no one's buying fuel. That's what you're saying.
Yes. They're there for a long time.
And also everyone's on e-scooters in Lonnie, aren't they?
And then falling off. Yeah.
Wow, Lonnie.
Shout out to Rowan's mum, Karen.
Yeah,
recently
love Karen.
Fell off a scooter.
She made us cookies the other day, Karen.
She did. She sent us cookies.
She drove all the way to the supermarket to get the ingredients.
Number two on the list. So Launceston, on average, paying $114 a week.
Wow.
Number two, the second most expensive, Geelong.
Geelong. So it's the regional towns.
Regional towns, on average, a lot more. $118 a week, on average. And number one on the list, the most expensive place to get fuel in Australia.
I should just hit a song, shouldn't I? I was about to do it. I was like, nah, people are heading out for this.
The number one at $122 a litre.
So, you missed Jimmy and Nate last night? That's okay.
Because you can hear it all here.
Sorry, everybody. I apologise to Australia. I also apologise to our audio wizard, CC Bones, who was very upset that I cut off before the big crescendo answer, Jim.
Yes, as we're talking the three most expensive places in Australia to purchase fuel. Nath, you wanted the third most, which is Launceston at $114 a week on average.
Mm-hmm.
Then it's Geelong at $118 a week on average. Then at $122 a week, it is...
This is Jimmy and Nate.
Just joking, guys. We're still here.
We're still here.
Just doing some zingers. We're just
doing comedy, guys.
It's called a bit.
It's an audio bit.
It's a bit.
Thought we were leaving. We didn't go anywhere.
The best is when you and I just give each other the look going, we know what the bit is.
We know what it is.
We know the bit.
Give you the nod. would you like to guess or just want me to tell you?
Rip it off, mate. Rip it off.
Bunbury. Yes, over in Western Australia.
Wow.
They are paying $122 on average a week.
That's insane.
So if you're there, sorry. I can't do anything to help you.
Yeah. Go somewhere else to fill up. Don't fill up in Bunbury.
Drive down.
Jim, keeping the car theme. This is a perfect little segue here because early in the week you brought to the show your concern that you believe the thank you wave whilst driving, everyone knows it, the thank you wave whilst driving was gone and that no longer were people waving in the car anymore. This was a genuine concern from you.
Yes.
So then what we did was we took it to the phones and Australia, this is the thing, they largely agreed with this. They largely agreed.
That it was gone.
Yeah.
Can I just say as well, there was some confusion on Instagram. We had some messages from people saying, It goes both ways.
Yes.
So I'm waving at people that I've let in. So I'm like, you know, you're welcome.
Yes.
And some people message going, well, Jim, that's a bit passag. You know what I mean? And I'm like, no, but I also wave people who let me in.
Yeah, of course.
So they've done the good deed. I wave at them to say thank you.
Yeah.
And I get nothing back.
Of course.
They look me dead in the... Because they're looking
at me. All you're trying to do is encourage them to wave.
To wave.
That's all you're doing.
So I'm getting no wave.
Exactly. Now, here's
I'm out
the
there
thing.
on my board, and I just want some four footers to boogie
board
on.
That's all you want. That's all you want. It's a party wave, guys. That's all we want. Now, here's the thing. We took it to the phones, and Australia largely agreed with this. So until we had Lucas, right? We had Lucas, who was a humble tradie from Hobart. He called the show, and then this happened. Lucas, because the wave is slowly leaving us, which is horrible news, have you stopped letting people in?
Well, I think I should now, shouldn't I?
Us waivers.
We
need to take it back.
We need. I tell you what we need to do.
How good they've got it.
I tell you what we need to do. Bumper stickers. Bumper stickers for waivers.
Yes, bring back the wave. That's it, boys. I like it.
Grace, let's do that. Bumper. Jimmy Nath bumper stickers, and it's bring back.
I'll buy one.
Oh, okay. We were going to give away for free, but that's it.
Shut up.
Now here's the thing. We suggested bumper stickers, and we don't want to let the wave go.
We think
bumper stickers. I think later on, Jim, you suggested T-shirts as well, which is fantastic.
You know, I do my best work live, Nath.
Of course.
I don't go to any meetings.
That's why we need you here for the 2 hours.
For the 2 hours. And you know, so bumper stickers, yes, Producer Grace.
Yes.
Audio Bones, our audio wizard. You know the song, Am I Ever Gonna See Your Face Again? It's bring back. Yeah, so
you didn't say that.
Yeah. What?
Because I've got something made.
Oh, you got something made?
Yeah.
See, this is why I should be in meetings.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is.
No one else knew that. In fact, I wanted to keep CC Bones in the dark as well. So
he doesn't know.
Nobody knows.
You've made something.
I've made something. Or I didn't make something. I went to somebody else to help make it. DJ Konski, right?
You've gone to
DJ Konski.
You've gone above Bones. You've gone to the head.
I needed to surprise the entire team here because I couldn't risk any leakage. Wow. Because here's the thing.
And if you listen to the show, when Nate says DJ Konski, he means the DJ Konski.
He's the head honch.
You know.
He's CC Bones' boss.
Yeah.
He knows what he's doing.
He's our boss.
So he's the boss of the radio.
People don't know this, but he runs the radio.
Now, here's the thing. I feel, Jim, it is our duty to save the wave.
I'm just going to sit back and enjoy this.
It is our duty to save the wave, to bring it back to our good country and be ambassadors of it, which is why, with the help of DJ Konski, we've put together this.
When you are driving and you are letting, don't you ignore them. Give them a waving hand and they better wave back. Yeah, bring the wave back. Yeah, bring the wave back. Yeah, bring the wave back. Oh,
oh, oh, oh, oh, oh. Bring the wave back, guys. Do you not know this song, Producer Grace? It's called Wave and Flag.
What? Who sings it?
Khan. It was like
I'm sure many people know it.
Yeah, it was a World Cup song. Soccer World Cup song.
Just, you've gone with a World Cup.
I reckon it's very well known. You don't know this song? I mean, you're the exception of the rule.
I will know, Grace. I'll say that Nathan and I have had this argument off the show just now, Everyday Life, because you've sung this
I think
forever,
it's a great song.
And I always go to Nathan, no one knows that song. It's not a well. The thing that's so funny about this is we've had this argument in our, like, walking to the gym, Nathan would be like, when I get older, I will be stronger.
Like, are you singing Waving Flag by Khan again? And
yes.
Nathan goes, yeah, it's a popular well.
And this is the first time. This is the first time I had the opportunity to potentially link it into something we do. What you've done is you've crowbarred in your favourite song, Waving Flag, and went, I'm just using it for this.
Just have a listen how clever the lyrics are.
When you are driving and you are letting, don't you ignore them. Give them a waving hand and they better wave back. Yeah, bring the wave back. Yeah, bring the wave back.
Yeah, bring the whip back.
Oh, catchy, isn't it? Catchy.
I mean, it's great, and congrats to DJ Konski, and it's a very catchy song. So, yeah, I just didn't know the original.
Clearly, I should have gone to CC Barnes.
Okay. What I'll do is...
Maybe we'll pit them against each other.
What I'm going to do is... I'm going to remain impartial here, what we're going to do. Because, Nath, you mentioned earlier, we're still going to do what you want to do right now, but I'm just going to throw this out as a sidebar. You've gone to DJ Konski, right?
Yes.
You've come up with this. You mentioned earlier I was the one that started this because I was driving around not getting the wave. Producer Grace, as I'll stay impartial, but what you're going to do is you're going to work with Bones and you guys are going to come up with your own waving song.
Yep.
Then next week on the show, we will vote, and not me, Australia will decide.
Australia has to decide.
What waving anthem we're going with.
100%.
For now, we're using this, we're going with Nate.
Because if we're going to be the face of Save the Wave, we need something that everyone's going to be around, and clearly we haven't achieved that.
And I think that at the end of the day, Australia should decide, but we can't just give them yours and go yes or no.
No.
They need a choice.
They need something. We need a solution.
Yes.
We're a solutions-based show.
So rather than bring a problem, we'll bring a solution. We'll bring two options next week and you'll vote. That's not what we're doing right now. But as I mentioned before, I don't get on emails. I'm not in meetings.
No.
So I need to have this conversation now. Otherwise, I'll forget.
Okay. What I'm going to do is I am going to go to a song now because we've been going on a little bit. So I'm going to go to a song, but this isn't the end of this. It's the end of this song chat. But when we when we come back, what we're going to do is we want to find some Save the Wave ambassadors, some wave warriors.
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
When you are driving and you are letting, don't you ignore them. Give them a waving hand and they better wave back. Yeah, bring the wave back. Yeah, bring the wave back. Yeah, bring the wave back. Oh,
oh, oh, oh. Now, we've already discussed that there is going to be a competition and Producer Grace is going to work with our audio wizard CC Bones to potentially create another Save the Wave opener, which is fine. Australia, you're going to be able to vote on that. The timeline is next week.
Yes, Australia decides.
Australia, you decide. Get your votes in next week.
Not now.
Because what we're doing now is I'm tasking us with the job of bringing the car wave back, Jim, but we can't do it alone. Here's what I want to do. I want to find the first wave of wave warriors, okay? So what I mean by wave warriors are these are dedicated car wave ambassadors who will continue waving and encourage others to do the same whilst they drive, right? Mm-hmm. So 131060, Australia, you jump on the phones right now if you want to be a Jimmy and Nath wave warrior, which means you will be an ambassador for allowing the wave to continue in cars, right? Mm, yeah. You will also be the first person when you eventually get it done. You'll be the first people to get one of the Save the Wave bumper stickers.
T-shirts.
And T-shirts. First people to get the merch. Whatever the merch is, you'll be the first people to get them, and you'll be an ambassador, a Jimmy and Nath ambassador for Save the Wave, or a wave warrior. So what I want to call it.
You've got a lot of names.
Done a bit of work.
Yeah. I just said something on Tuesday night show, and you're like...
And then I said bumper stickers, and all forgot.
You're like, it's mine now. Thank you for bringing it.
No, definitely not. It's everybody's.
There was a lot of eyes in there, and I feel like this is a wee thing.
Okay, sorry.
And you said, what I've done, and I've challenged myself, and I want wave warriors. I want it too, mate.
Okay.
So what I'm going to offer, because I don't know what you have planned here, but as the... Between the pair of us, I'd say I'm the more waver.
Country guy.
Again, because I think I grew up in the country. You wouldn't know it. In the office, in the walking world, Nath is the hey, here you going, let's have a chat. But once I get in that car, something happens to my hand. It starts to shake. It starts to move. It raises up.
Yeah.
And I wave.
Exactly.
So I think that's what we got to... What are you going to put these... What's the test for these people?
Well, I'll put it on you. Put it on you. What do you think as...
So you haven't planned everything as then? The...
Do enough. Don't do enough. I can't win.
Hey, just I need you to know.
You can never win.
You can never win.
Yeah, exactly.
Because that's the joy I have.
We know that.
It's just constantly pulling and pushing people until you can't win.
Okay, well, I'll let you create the criteria for the Wave Warriors.
I've got something.
Are you even happy for them to be called Wave Warriors, or do you want to be called something else?
The ball's out the gate, there, mate. We can't get it back. They're Wave Warriors. Okay.
Wave Warriors. All right, 131060. Jump on the phones right now. If you want to be in the first wave of wave warriors, jump on the phones right now. Jimmy has a set of criteria that he'll run by you. If you pass that, you'll be some of the first people to receive the Save the Wave merch that we'll eventually do. 131060, our first wave of wave warriors.
The Jimmy and Nath Show Podcast.
When you are driving and you are letting, don't you ignore them. Give them a waving hand and they better wave back. Yeah, bring the wave back. Yeah, bring the wave back. Yeah, bring the wave back. Oh,
oh, oh, oh, oh. That's right, Jimmy. Brought to the show, we're concerned that the wave in the car, the courtesy wave in the car, is dying, is essentially no longer being with us. And we want to make sure that it doesn't leave us forever and that people out there will help us save the wave.
Yeah, I feel like the wave's gone. Mm-hmm. And we covered it on Tuesday night show. And you've come up with this brilliant idea, Wave Warriors, people out there waving. So I guess we're looking for people to be Wave Warriors. Now, you've come up with this. So, I mean, I'm guessing you want people that are already out there waving all the time.
Essentially. Or maybe they're not, but they're happy to promise to from now on and be an ambassador. Well, I mean, I'm going to put it over to you because you are the biggest waver of the show. You did bring this to the show, to our attention originally.
Yeah.
So the criteria is totally with you to pick and decide who the Wave Warriors should be.
Well, this is going to be hard because we already have the phones here.
You can say no. You can say no to them.
I think you need to be someone who's already waving.
Sure.
Especially, you know, for the early entrants, we need experience here. I'm looking for at least 4 years experience.
Great. Okay.
Driving.
Yeah, so there's criteria. Yeah,
yes.
Prerequisites even.
I need to know, producer Grace, you're going to need to see when they got their license. I need 4 years experience driving. And then I have a question. I have a task I want them to perform. You may not believe this, Nath, but I want them to wave.
Excellent.
Now, you're probably thinking, hey, Jim, this is an audio medium. We can't hear that. Well, that's where you're wrong. Because as a very aggressive waver, and Nathan, you fall in that category as well.
Yeah,
you
definitely.
Wave both your arms up and long like
olive oil from Popeye.
Popeye. Yep,
that's me.
And just do it for me again.
Like that. Olive oil from Popeye.
I can hear that.
You can.
Because it's a very loud wave.
And as an experienced waver, you know.
I know that.
You
First question is, how long have you been waving for? I need 4 years experience. And then I will get the person to wave. And then if they can pass both those, they've got the job.
All right, Jim. The potential Wave Warriors are waiting with bated breath. Let's bring in Jen from Camden. Hello, Jen. How are you?
G'day, boys. How are you going?
We are good, Jen. I'm going to pass you over to the wave expert himself, Mr. Jimmy Smith.
Hey, Jen, how you
Jimmy.
Going?
Jimmy!
How are you?
Jenny! Jen, how long have you been driving for?
Look, I started driving when I was 17. I'm in my 40s now. And I've come from a family of wavers. Like, you know, when I was taught to drive by my mum, she said, this is what you do. When they let you in, you say thanks. And you put your hand up in the rear view and give them a wave. And that's what I've done. And even when I'm driving and they don't thank me back with a wave, I pull up alongside them, roll my window down and go, you're welcome.
Okay. Now, Jen, they're two amazing stories. You gave me example of what you do when waving. You also told me your family history. And I feel like you didn't make those stories up. I feel like they are from the heart. They are the truth.
Absolutely. And we just moved to Camden and it was just a couple of days before the floods. And one of the things I loved is I'm driving down our semi-rural road and people wave at you just as they're going past. And my son said, yeah, you fit right in here, don't you?
Love that.
Perfect.
Love that.
Jen, the big question, have you made it, Jim? Is Jen a wave warrior?
Well, I need to hear a wave. So, Jen, Nath, kill the music. I'm going to need to hear this. Whenever you're ready, Jen, just give us your biggest, longest, loudest wave.
No problem.
Oh, that is good.
Oh, it's a good one. That? You're in, Jen. You're in, Jen. Our first wave warrior. Okay, this is good. Nicholas from Port Stephens.
People said you can't hear a wave.
You can absolutely
hear
it.
Yeah.
Heard everything about it. Nick from Port Stephens. G'day, Nick.
How you going? G'day. How are we?
Oh, a lot of good days there, which is good. I'm going to pass you over to our wave expert, the decider of the wave warriors, Jimmy.
So, Nick, how long have you been a waver for? How long have you been driving?
Oh, I've been driving since I was 14 when I first started in New Zealand.
Okay.
And I came to Australia when I just turned 18, and I've been driving since I was 18. I'm in my 40s now, and I can do the big, long way.
International
two different warrior. Countries, so you can see what it's like driving in two different countries.
I love that.
Australians are more better wavers than the Kiwis.
Yeah, I was about to say that. Is the wave big over in New Zealand?
It is big over in New Zealand last time I was there, but it is bigger over in Australia than it is in New Zealand.
Okay, I like that. All right, well, whenever you're ready, Nicholas, Nath, kill the music. Need you to give us your biggest, longest, loudest wave.
All right, here we go.
Oh, geez,
he's in.
Good.
He's done. Well
you could,
done.
You could hear the Kiwi accent there on the wave.
Woo. Nick, well done. You are a wave warrior, okay?
Woo. got to be a warrior.
Good on you, Nick. Welcome, welcome.
All right, he's a New Zealand warrior.
Oh, he is too. All right, let's do one more. Rhonda from the Hunter. Hi, Rhonda.
Hello, how are you?
We are good, Rhonda. I'm going to pass you on to our wave expert. But first of all, would you like to be a wave warrior, Rhonda?
Oh, my God, yes. Okay. Absolutely.
That's good. Just checking you haven't called the wrong radio station.
Not asking for fuel or college and a lip kit.
All right, Rhonda, how long have you been driving for? How long have you been waving?
Oh, look, I've been waving. I'm 60 and I've been driving since I was about 15, 16.
I love that, Rhonda.
I am a professional driver.
Sorry, you're a professional driver?
Yeah.
You drive for a living?
I do.
I love it. So I'm guessing you're waving every day then?
I am. I drive tour buses in the beautiful Hunter Valley Vineyard.
Oh, that's good, Jim.
And Rhonda, you know, sometimes some people don't like taking, you know, their work home with them. If you're waving out when you're working, are you still waving when you're just driving in your own time privately?
Oh, look, absolutely, mate. I am a waver. Like, I like to give waves, and I certainly like to receive waves.
Give and receive. We love that.
I am. We love that, Rhonda. All right, well, what we're going to do is, Nath, kill the music. Whenever you're ready, Rhonda, your biggest, longest, loudest wave.
All right, here it comes, boys. Be ready. How was that?
Did you injure yourself, Rhonda?
So, you missed Jimmy and Nate last night? That's okay, because you could hear it all here.
Nate, any idea where Producer Grace is?
No idea. I don't know if she just needed to go to the toilet or something, but...
Producer Grace.
I don't know.
Can you hear this?
I mean, the radio is playing in the building.
I can see Audio Bones.
Audio Bones.
Hey, Bones.
He's there. We don't know where
Producer
she is.
Producer Grace.
Maybe she was busting to go to the loo.
Well, just... We're going to talk about, like, school and homework, and it just seems like something she would really be across. And then also, I want to ask 131060, what grade did you get when you helped your kids with their homework?
We're about to throw to the phone so
there's no one to answer the phones.
Yeah, so it might be me. I might have to run and answer the phones very soon.
I just don't know where she is.
Did she say to you where she was going?
No idea. No idea where she is. Right. Where's the clippity clock? Oh, there she is. There she is. All right,
quick. There she is.
Yep.
Hey.
Okay, come on. Good. Yep, come on in, come mate. In. Here we go.
Where were you?
I really had to go to the bathroom. I'm so sorry.
All right. Right. You've got 12 seconds to do this. What do you have?
131060. What grade did you get when you helped your kids with their homework?
Nah, you got all the time in the world, mate. Take your time. Take your time. Sorry. It was a bit.
Oh.
Yeah.
I was confused. I think I was just stressed from not having you here.
I'm so sorry. I'll be here all the time.
Can you hear us talking?
No.
Oh. There's no speakers in the toilet. We need to get that fixed.
It's very quiet.
It is, yeah.
Sorry, I'm really puffed now. You go.
Yeah, thanks. Nath, Producer Grace, a new study has found that parental help with homework has no impact on your child's academic results. Helping your kids with their homework is what most parents think is best, maybe to help your kid learn, improve their grades at school. So you can go through it with them. Mm. I'd argue it's probably the teacher's job. But, you know, I know my parents love getting involved. How did your parents go with you at school?
They helped a lot. My parents helped a lot, especially in primary school when I had to make anything. Dad, I would get incredible grades because he's a trade, he's a builder. And I remember we had to make first settler houses, and it was like, it was supposed to be like bits of mud slapped together and all that kind of stuff. Dad made this incredible like 3-story mansion that had lights and fans in it because he's an electrician.
Surely teachers look at that and they go, this parent's clearly done this. And, like, mark you down for that?
Oh, 100%. 100%.
Did you say you got good grades?
Yeah, I got, like, 90 out of 100. Dad was pissed off that he dropped 10 marks. I said, Dad, lift your game, mate.
Well, see, I mean, that's what I want to ask. I want to ask, what grade did you get when you helped the kids with their homework? So potentially you did the project, you did it, you got home and you went, what? A C?
I love it when they get upset. It's so good.
I'm interested because I don't know this about you, Producer Grace. I know you're very competitive. I know you never cheated at school. I know you did everything. But I also know your parents, and they're very helpful, especially your mum. I'm thinking there might have been fights as you as a child with your parents wanting to help, and you are, no, I have this.
No, I think my parents were always very of the, if I do it for you, you're not going to learn. They would help me through it if I needed help with something, but they were very adamant that I had to do everything myself. And I was fine with that because I wanted to do it all myself.
Yeah.
Right.
We're all on the same page, which was good.
Got on the same page early.
So
welcome
even if
to
I
the guard family meeting.
We'll take the minutes. Yeah. Even if I wanted to do everything myself, my dad was like, nah, nah, nah. This is why I did my trade, bud.
Did your mum get involved?
Mum was very creative. So mum, I remember vividly sitting on the couch while they took over. So mum was painting it like she was doing her own house, right? So mum was painting the outside whilst dad had his head underneath and was plugging in like a mini like electrical system.
What grade were you in?
I think I was in grade one. Completely like, understood.
This Charles a genius.
Full understood electronics.
He's invented electricity. I'd love to know if there's other stories out there. 13, 10, 60, what grade did you get when you helped the kids with their homework? So you've done something for your kids.
Yep.
It's come home. What grade did you get? Because you basically did all the work.
All right, 13, 10, 60. We've also got $100 Skull Candy vouchers to give away if you want one of those. 13, 10, 60, what grade did you get when you helped the kids with homework? Jimmy Nate.
The Jimmy and Nate Show. Podcast.
Yeah, we just asked 13, 10, 60. What grade did you get when you helped the kids with their homework?
Mm.
I love these stories. I know so many people have done it. A friend of mine is a teacher. I remember she told me that because I was like, and she does primary school, she does young kids, because that's where it's quite common.
Sure.
I'm sure it happens for older kids.
Of course it would, yeah.
But like you said, Nath, your old man basically built this house for you. She would say that these kids would come in with these things that were clearly not made by them, but she felt so bad that the parent has put in so much effort.
Well, I reckon that they must, because my dad, he spent hours on this first settler's house.
She's like, I know it's not the kid, but she's like, I can't mark them down.
Dad was putting technology in the house that didn't exist in the time. There was a solar panel.
There was a flat screen TV. Was it a three-story mansion?
Yeah, they had a jacuzzi out the back.
Barbie and Ken in the back. Ooh, the bubbles.
Taylor from Hobart. Hi, Tay.
Hi.
Taylor, what grade did you get when you helped the kids with the homework?
Well, my parents never helped me, and I usually got C's, but if they did, I reckon I would have got B's or A's.
Right. Okay, so what kind of projects would they help out with, Tay?
Like, in primary school, mainly, like, building things or, like, science-type model things.
Yeah.
Every now and then. Or just math and science.
Do you think the teacher's new, Taylor?
Yeah, definitely.
Well, they know now. Get on your tail.
It's too late.
Vanessa from the Central Coast. Ness, talk to us about the grades you got when you helped your kids out.
Hi, guys.
Hi
give me names.
Hey, Ness.
We got 10 out of 10. We got 10 out of 10, only because I suppose I did all the work. We did a planet assignment project.
Yep.
And Taylor's only in year 6, so I did probably most of the work, and I probably got most of the credit, but she got 10 out of 10.
10 out of 10. So what kind of work?
And she got a big star.
She got a big star. So what was the project? What did you make?
Well, we had to do it on planet. So we had to do, we had to talk about Pluto and Saturn and, you know, how far the distance is between them and what planet's first and what planet comes last. And
okay, so there's a bit of research involved, Ness.
A lot of research.
Did you just say to your kid, you're like, hey, I got this, sit back, or was it a collaborative thing?
I think it was a collaborative thing between the both of us, but I think I got it more than what she did.
Yeah, so it's always one side.
And Ness, you know we love you, and you deserve that 10 out of 10 and that gold star.
Yeah, well done, Ness. You deserve
Thank you.
Well done.
Thank you.
You passed grade 2 or whatever.
Grade 6, I think it was.
Deb from Vermont South. Hi, Deb.
Hi, how are you guys?
Good. You did an assignment for your kid?
Yes.
Okay, what was the assignment?
We had to build a suspension. Well, she had to build a suspension bridge.
A
suspension bridge. What age was this, Deb?
Oh, this is grade 6.
Grade 6? So was she doing civil engineering in grade 6? It's huge.
I didn't like that.
So you made the bridge for a Deb?
Yeah, according to the teacher, but yeah.
So the teacher knew that you did it?
Yeah, yeah. I still do a lot of things like with their Mother's Day stalls and things like that. So they pretty had a good idea. They gave her an A+ for it.
Oh, that's huge. So you still got the A+, even though they knew you did it?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
Well, I mean, Deb, be honest with us. Did you deserve that A+?
Damn well I did.
So, you missed Jimmy and Nate last night? That's okay.
Because you can hear it all here.
You got the Jimmy and Nate Show and Jim, an unnamed ravenous pig. has been dubbed, get this, snout of order, in a local street after he was caught eating the plants in everybody's gardens. People are not happy with this ravenous pig. Police were called. Yes, police were called to stop the pig, who they found ripping into a tomato plant. Pepe. The owner of the pig couldn't be found, so it was taken to a sanctuary. But apparently it was just ripping through everybody's gardens.
I saw a video of this. Someone went outside and they're like, "You're stepping on my tomatoes, piggy."
Yeah. I'm so angry. Not my tomato plants. That's what happens, Grace, you know?
So is this a domestic pig or a wild pig?
Well, allegedly it was domestic, but they couldn't find the owner. So
you don't want to be the one
aren't pigs domestic and boars wild?
Possibly. I think there are some kinds of, I don't know.
Wild pig a boar? Yeah. You're so right.
I think so. I don't know.
But both those answers I don't have. So no, sorry, guys.
Sometimes I say things I don't expect them to be answered.
Someone out there might know the answer. And if you do, feel free to call 13 10 60.
Not at the moment. Very good producer, Grace.
So we won't answer.
Someone actually said that the other night. They were like, "Oh, I was calling and I couldn't get through." And I was like, if you can hear producer Grace in the studio, sometimes we don't have, sometimes Trin and other people help out in the show, Eggs Benny, but we don't always have a team.
No, you're so right.
It's just us three. And Bones, but Bones doesn't know he doesn't answer phones.
No, but CC.
Bones hates phones.
No, CC Bones is doing about 1,000,005 other things as well, so including making a wave opener. Stick around for that next week. 13 10 60, the question we want to ask is, what got your garden? What got your garden? Now, this thing, I've never had a garden before, but producer Grace, known gardener. You've had gardens
I've
in the past.
I've had gardening phases.
Has
yes.
something got your garden?
Yes. So I went to a school that had like an agricultural farm on the school, and we used to study agriculture. It was fun.
Hey, don't come over in my lane, right? That's all.
That's all he had.
Gundawindi State High has an ag program.
And that's it.
That's it. Look, now, apologies if anyone out there from Gundy's listening. Maybe it's leaps and bounds since I was at school.
It's been a while since you've been at school.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, jeez.
No, I'm just trying to make Gundawindi feel
old
better.
Man.
Geriatric Jimmy.
So all since you've been at school, Grandpa.
You used to ride on parchment, didn't you, back then? Ride your horse into school?
It's not a gag, but when I first started high school, we didn't have computers. We had to go to the library to look up encyclopedias.
Nice.
But that was, I think, because, you know, region, we don't get the funding you city kids get, mate.
No.
I know you took your golf cart around high school.
Hey, no, I didn't. I was driven. Don't be silly. I would never drive.
When I was studying ag, we had this thing where we'd plant all these vegetables. We built the garden bed and everything. Mm. And it was a very intensive process.
Sounds it, mate.
And
tell
I
you.
Made this beautiful garden and I was so proud. It was alphabetical order. They were growing stunningly. And someone left the gate open one day and Stormy the alpaca got in.
There was alpacas at your school as well.
Oh, yes. Must be nice. Jesus. We couldn't afford alpacas out of Gundy.
You had alpacas.
Chickens and beef cattle.
Jesus. Stormy the alpaca was
Stormy the alpaca came in and he goes, I love these cats.
Jimmy had like stray cats and somebody's dog.
Stormy was a menace. He used to like mate with these school bags. It was anyway, he ate all
that
my vegetables.
That sounds like a better story.
Which one do you want to hear? You're right, eating my
vegetables. I wish we went with 13, 10, 60. What'd your alpaca mate with? Grace is called.
Or, no, 13, 10, 60, what'd your alpaca mate with? Or 13, 10, 60, what made it with your school bag?
Yeah, you're so right.
Either one would be great.
But we're not. 13, 10, 60, what got your garden? Right, so Stormy got the garden.
Yes, he ate all my vegetables and I ran in to stop him. He spat all my vegetables in my face.
What kind of veggies went in your face?
Oh, spinach, carrots.
Oh,
spinach.
Kale. Spinach.
Yeah. Kale?
Kale? Actually, I panicked and named a vegetable. It wasn't kale.
Kale? Our school planted kale. Nay school planted money.
Money trees. That's how it works. All right, 13 10 60, jump on the phones right now. Australia, what got your garden? What got your garden is the question we're asking.
The Jimmy and Nate Show.
Podcast.
But we just asked the question, 13, 10, 60, what got your garden? What got your garden? This is after an unnamed ravenous pig has been dubbed Snout of Order because it was attacking people's gardens, guys. Eating the tomato plants.
Eating the tomatoes. Not the tomatoes, Pepe.
Anything but my tomato plants, Pepe.
You're standing on my cape, Pepe.
So we want to know what got your garden. Julie from Mildura. Hi, Julie.
Hi, how are you going?
Good, Jules. What got your garden?
My mother-in-law.
Oh, what happened? Talk us through that, Julie. You catch her out there.
Yeah, I actually did. So we'd built a house, we had all our garden ready to go, all planned out, and she snuck things in, and they were older people things, if that makes sense.
Older people things? No, what do you mean by that? What's older people things?
Like flowers that you saw when you were younger.
Oh, so she planted stuff in your garden.
She started taking over.
Yeah, and you can't kill them, and she knows that.
Oh, Julie.
I thought you meant she like sneaking in, stealing some pumpkins.
Yeah, when you said older people things, I was like, what's she putting one of those walkers in there? Like,
possibly. I don't know. I can't see anything.
One of those lolly jars that has lollies that are unbranded and a paperclip.
Yeah, I was like, is she burying poopery in your garden?
Potpourri.
Possibly, potpourri.
Who would know? It's all taken over now.
Right. So, I mean, Julie, did you reclaim your garden or...?
The thing is, I can't kill anything that she's put in there, so no.
You can kill anything.
You can't.
If you give it a real good go.
If you try hard enough. John from Melbourne, what got your garden, John?
Hey, mate, how are you, boys?
We're good, bro. You going all right?
Good. When I was about 8, the old man and I decided to plant some vegetables, you know, carrots, lettuce, and all the goodies.
The classics.
About 2 years later, we ended up getting a new dog, and the dogs went through the garden and decided to rip something up underneath. Oh, it turned out that my grandfather, about 10 years before, decided to plant the old dog there. The pups decided to rip up the old dog and spread him across the backyard along with the vegetables.
But were you eating the vegetables, John?
I'm going to be honest with you. We did eat them for the first year before it happened, but after.
You're eating like dog tomatoes.
Apparently.
What was his name? Do you know the dog's name?
Yeah, Harley.
Oh, you were eating Harley.
It wasn't Heinz.
What?
Yeah, good old Harley.
Harley. I'm sorry, John.
Round of applause. Is John getting a prize? John's getting a prize.
John, you're getting something, mate.
To call our show and share the story of that is.
I mean,
cool.
John,
it's not your fault, but it's cool.
Are you still in? Is it still your garden, John, or has someone moved on?
No, it's still our garden, and we've still got the two dogs with us.
Right. Okay. So I'm assuming you don't need anything out of that garden anymore.
Surely not. Definitely not.
I think we need to stop asking John questions.
All right, Sarah from Canberra. Sarah, what got your garden?
I actually got my nana's garden.
Okay, talk us through it. You've done the damage. What happened?
So my nana is 96 and she needed her rose bushes pruned. And I have no idea how to do that. So I thought I'd just give it a go. And then when I was finished with them, they were just stumps. And my nana turned around to me and said, well, just put the branches back on.
Put them back on? And did you try and do that, Sarah?
No, I tried to explain to her that you can't do that, but she's a little old to understand that.
Oh, a bit of sticky tape and super glue, they'll be good as new.
The Jimmy and Nath Show Podcast.
Nath, this is something that we used to do on our Hobart show.
Yes.
If you're new to this, welcome. I'm Jimmy. That bloke's Nath.
And Nath, guys, hey.
You can tell your name.
Oh, hi, I'm Grace.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say, and the woman's Grace.
Yeah, no, well, it's... Yeah.
And the lady is?
Grace.
Grace, yeah.
No, because we're about to do cow.
Sorry.
Had nothing to do with that.
This is my fault. I have not planned this well. Guys, it's Jimmy. I don't do any planning. It's all live. But yeah, we did this down Hobart just because we love you. We'd be nothing without the people that call the show. And we thought we should find the best caller each and every week, and we should put them in some sort of, I don't know, square rectangular pen, like a...
Paddock.
Paddock, yes. Paddock, no, the paddock
even.
What a great word.
Mm.
And we should call them something. Callers of the week. And the is a boring word, so let's just call them caller of week. Cows. Let's call them cows.
Perfect.
We got their team. Well done.
Had the sound effect ready.
So, shout out to Audio Bones. He's put together a few of our favourite calls of the week, and then we're going to find the one. The cow of the week, the caller, the best one. So let's have a listen to this week's nominees.
Every week, people call the Jimmy and Nath Show.
Hello.
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 But only one can be the cow.
Sorry.
Cow means call of the week.
Now I got it.
It's always nice to have a pleasant surprise during the week.
Oi, oi.
And that's what Jimmy got when Nath asked a question
What extinct animal would you bring back to life?
Sometimes on the show, you know, we both bring stuff.
Yeah.
And you bring stuff and I think, what is this? What are we doing here? You were like, what animal would you bring, Jim? And I'm like, I can't name an animal.
Mm.
And being proven wrong, there's full phones, there's heaps of people getting involved. So,
oh, you thought this wasn't going to hit at all?
Not that it wasn't hit. It's one of those following the things I don't get.
Yeah, right. Okay, fair enough.
And I was shocked and amazed that all these people have called up.
People
and
loving it.
People are like, wow, what an opportunity.
If I had the opportunity. Well, science, it's people a wonderful
just,
thing.
Well, no, just people. I love the idea of people having this animal in their head and like, I just want to bring it back.
I've been waiting for a radio show to do this.
No one else has asked, what animal would you bring back?
If only there was a late night radio show that asked me this question.
Because I've been missing the woolly mammoth and I want to see it.
And to be honest, I think Oscar from Melbourne made us all a little bit hungry.
G'day, Oscar.
G'day, guys. Mine would have to be the dodo bird. Like, it's a pretty basic one, but because they went extinct, because they were so delicious, right, you could hunt, you could get them back and then open it like a deliciously juicy dodo bird dive bar and grill and then make serious cash money on the dodo bird succulent meat.
It was extinct because it was delicious, Oscar.
Yeah, it was like a really tasty meal, so they like hunted it down to extinction.
Wow. I did not know that.
I did not know that either.
Wow. How do you know all this about the dodo, Oscar?
Well, I don't know. I just love dodos, man.
Fly me to the moon.
If you've ever wanted to know what astronauts take on a trip to the moon, Jimmy had you covered.
NASA has shared a list of some of the items the astronauts are taking with them on the next trip to the moon. Yes, a small moon rock collected during the Apollo 11 mission will be on board, as well as a patch and a bolt from the mission which landed man on the moon for the first time. Some of the other things that they're taking, which I found interesting, were 567 American flags. How about this for the kicker, which leads to the question, 131060, how many undies did you take on the trip? No underwear.
Who taught these people how to pack?
What's going on?
Angela from Melbourne, how many pairs of undies when you go on a trip? You got a formula?
Yes, I do. It's one per day plus 50%.
Okay. I didn't know people had proper formulas. This is
how long have you had the formula for, Angela?
I'm cabin crew, so I'm used to being away for trips. And unlike some of my colleagues that get 4 days out of one pair of undies, they'll wear them 4 ways, if you can use your imagination. I'm sure you can.
Front to back, inside out. Yeah. Do you have friends in other airlines? Is everyone doing the front to back, side to side?
No. I've heard about the front to back bit, but no, I'd never allow that to happen to me.
Yeah, so the 50% rule. Okay, and great. You'd know. I mean, you travel for a living, Angela.
Yes, correct. And I'm sick of washing them in the basin.
Oh, nothing worse. If you get stuck somewhere, Angela, doesn't cover for you to like get dry cleaning or something, does it?
Not really. No, that'd be nice.
Well, I mean,
if you honest did it.
This week, Jimmy and Nath attempted a radio first.
A radio first.
Introducing the Small Talk Conga Line.
Oh yeah, it's Jimmy and Ace. Small Talk Conga Line.
Right, so how this is going to work is you and I, we're going to start with a simple conversation. Simple small talk conversation. It's going to be about the weather. And then one by one, I'm going to bring people into the conversation to join the Small Talk Conga Line until it falls over, just to see who the best is around the country.
The Conga Line got off to a rocky start.
Mick from Brisbane, welcome into the conversation. Do you like getting
out? Yeah, g'day, guys.
No, g'day, mate.
Yeah, no. Oh, mate, I enjoy. A bit tough trying to chase the white ball around the course, mate, and put them in holes there. Yeah, don't know too much about that. But rain, mate, you might get a wet ass on the way home, but you'd be right. But
nothing
yeah,
worse.
Yeah, mate, a bit
nothing,
cold.
Nothing
a bit
worse.
Bit cold, bit nippy.
No, you're so,
not so much. Not so much hoodie weather, but skivvies, maybe. Skivvies.
Nothing. Do you like the Wiggles, Mick?
Wiggles, oh, I love them, mate. National treasure.
Content dumped. Not suitable for broadcast.
You're teasing me, you naughty, naughty.
This is the Jimmy and Nate Show.
Hey, guys, we're back.
We got through two people.
We got through two.
Still, they persevered and eventually got 8 people on the show at once to make small talk about the weather.
Well done, everybody. Lisa, Mick, Vanessa, Juliana, Monica, Wayne, Kerry, everybody there.
Wayne, Kerry, yeah, brother.
Your call for the week, ladies and gentlemen. Your Your non-moon knees, Jim. Your non-moon knees.
There can only be one core of the week, Nath. Would you like to do the honours?
Yeah, look, he kicked off our non-moon knees, and it was phenomenal the way he delivered all the information we needed to know, or we didn't even know that we needed to know about the dodo. It could only be Oscar from Melbourne.
Moo, guys. So good to be in the paddock.
Mate, congratulations, Oscar. Not only are you in the paddock, but you are the first cow. You're the first cow in the paddock, mate. How do you feel?
Oh, I feel so good, man. All the mud puddles are mine, right? I get to enjoy it just to myself.
You blew my mind last night. There was just so much dodo chat. I've been doing nothing but dodo research.
have you loved it? Have you loved every minute?
Mate, we've gone down a dodo black hole the whole show.
And then we put something up on the story and on our Instagram story, Jimmy Nathan, people are just loving the moment where you said, I just love dodos, man. even a friend of ours, Nath, shout out to Tubes.
Yeah.
He sent us a screenshot of that moment.
Yeah.
People are loving it, Oscar.
People are loving you and your obsession with dodos, Oscar. So well done. You are our first caller of the week, our first cow in the paddock. And guess what, Oscar? You're also getting an exclusive pair of limited edition Jimmy Nath Budgie Smugglers. They are all yours, buddy, okay?
Oh, that's amazing.
There you
go. Call them Dodo Bird Smugglers. But yeah, we'll
do that. Yeah, Dodo Smugglers, absolutely. Well, hope it's not extinct.
Yeah, we actually don't have any because they've been extinct for hundreds of years.
All right, Oscar. Now, this is going to be the tradition we're going to start because you are the first cow in the paddock. What we do need you to do to finish things off for us is give us your biggest, loudest, longest moo. Okay, Osk?
Yeah, sounds good.
All right, brother. Over to you. Take us out.
So, you missed Jimmy and Nath last night? That's okay.
Because you can hear it all here.
Nath Kookaburras.
Kookaburras sits in the old gum tree. Merry, merry king of the bush is he. Love, Kookaburra, love. Kookaburra gay, your life must be.
Cracking song.
Yes, Kookaburras living in our biggest cities are laughing less. With a new study finding they're not enjoying the current podcasts on offer.
Oh, that's because they're not on the listener app, are they?
They don't know where to go.
They're on
Spotify. No, they're just in decline. Griffith University ecologist Carly Campbell said the study published in a peer-reviewed journal, Biology Conservation, Grace, if you want to read it later, for those maybe new to the show, and producer Grace loves birds.
I do love birds, especially Australian birds. There's some great ones. Mm.
So they studied Australian birds in Greater Sydney, Greater Melbourne, Greater Perth, Greater Brisbane, and the Gold Coast.
Not Greater Gold Coast, just the Gold Coast?
Just Gold Coast, not even the.
Not
well, included the I can't say the Gold Coast.
Yeah, okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, so all parts of the Gold Coast, greater and lesser.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have found that a lot of these species that we consider common might not necessarily be as common as we once thought. Iconic species such as the galah and the kookaburra have declined in prevalence in urban areas. Sad. Apparently, people are not as upset about the galah.
I'm upset. I think they're beautiful. I'm embroidering one at the moment.
Are you embroidering a galah?
If you had to pick, though.
Oh, out of a kookaburra and a galah? Probably a galah.
Really? You would pick a galah over a kookaburra?
Yes.
Nice.
Oh, kookaburra, hands down.
Yeah, kookaburra. They make fun noises.
I don't even really know what a galah is.
It's a pink and white bird.
Oh, yeah. Not quite a kookaburra, are they?
Would you like to know, so these two birds, the kookaburra and the galah, are down. They're down in these greater areas and the Gold Coast. Would you like to know what bird is thriving? What's doing really, really well?
Absolutely.
More than, there's apparently, these birds, they're just doing really, really well. There are more and more sightings of these birds.
Is it an Australian bird?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, would you like to guess?
Can I take a stab?
Certainly can.
Is it the ibis?
Not the ibis, no. Oh.
Magpie.
Not the magpie.
Oh, Australian bird. Okay.
The Indian miner's not Australian.
Okay. No. But
the noisy miner.
The noisy miner is Australian.
Oh,
yeah.
The noisy miner.
The noisy miner.
Half right, wasn't
it? Yeah.
Yeah, half right.
Well done.
Got a mine. It's a miner.
Yeah, there are a lot of those.
Major cities and the miner bird.
Yeah. Do you like the miner?
No. I mean, the Australian ones are okay because they're from.
Were you about to say the Australian ones are from Australia?
Well, just the.
Wow, you have read that book.
No.
The Jimmy and Nath Show Podcast.
It's time for the Google Off.
Are you feeling lucky, punks? Go ahead. Get your fingers ready, boys. It's time for the Google Off.
Here's how the Google Off works if you're just joining us or if you need a refresher. I will give you a question on something that happened this week. You need to Google as quickly as you can to find the answer. Names are your buzzers. As soon as you buzz in, you need to take your fingers off your keyboards. You may scroll, but you cannot click, and it is best of three. Are we ready?
Well done. I'm so ready.
Yes.
All right.
Jimmy.
Question.
Nate.
Number one. It was revealed this week that Scott Morrison appointed himself to 5 ministries in secret while he was in PM, while he was the PM, including Department of Health, Department of Finance, and Department of Home Affairs. Who is the current Minister for Finance of Australia? That was a tricky, Nate. Wordy one. Nate, yes.
I've typed in a Minister for Funance.
Oh, Funance.
I reckon that's what they'd call it.
Wait,
you know?
Did you say current affairs or finance?
Finance.
Oh, well, finance. I can change it because I haven't buzzed in, but I've written current affairs.
The Minister for Finance is... Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Oh. It's got all the preamble here, but it doesn't say... It says the Minister for Finance is, then it's dot, dot, dot,
oh,
and I
no.
can't click.
Can you scroll? Is there anything there?
Is it Katie Gallagher?
It is.
Oh, fluke. Complete
well
fluke.
Done.
No, you saw it in front of you.
No, it's just a random name, though. It wasn't connected to what I was reading it out.
You just pick a name out of...
Yeah, but you go, that was a fluke. I picked a name out of thin air. People can't see us looking at screens. And I can just hear Nath going, oh, I'm going to say Katie Gallagher. Complete fluke. Katie.
My friend Katie just walked past and I was thinking of Noel.
Gallagher. Complete fluke. Well
Question
done.
Number two. Jimmy, this is to get on the board. Nath, this is to win. Earlier this week, we heard the story of Ravi, the red panda who escaped from the Adelaide Zoo for 48 hours. What internet browser has a logo that features a picture of a red panda?
Jimmy.
Oh.
Oh.
Firefox.
Oh, yes.
Well done, Jim. Good
Jimmy didn't
stuff.
Even Google that.
Didn't Google it. I just made that up.
That's a complete fluke. And is the answer not Mozilla Firefox? Because that's what I've got here
I
on
will
Google.
Accept Firefox.
Ah, bugger. Mm.
Did you know that or did you just go, that one's an animal? I'll take it.
No, I knew Firefox. I'd read that somewhere once.
Well,
I think I read that because I was about to say I brought the panda story to the show. Didn't.
No, didn't. No.
I wanted to.
You wanted to.
I wanted to. For wanted days to. I tried to get it on 131060. Where pet go?
Yeah. But Grace wanted me to bring that with that content. She thought it was more Nath.
We discussed between the two of you, and that was decided that way.
Upon my red panda things, I was like, oh, that's the Firefox fella.
Yes.
Mozilla Firefox.
Stop saying Mozilla, mate. You're not getting a point.
That's what it's called, though.
Question number three.
I'm going to just pull Katie Gallagher out of the air.
This is for the win.
This isn't about you, Grace. It's me and Nath right now.
Oh, we're done with the Firefox chat. We're moving on.
Oh, Mozilla.
Can we do the Firefox off?
No.
Next week.
Do they have a web search browser then?
I don't know, maybe.
Question number three. We also learned during the week that NASA astronauts won't take undies on their next trip to the moon to celebrate 60 years of international space travel. Who was the first human being to travel into space?
Nath.
Nath. You going to pull this name out of thin air?
Completely out of thin air. First person in space... 59 years ago, Yuri Gagarin?
Yeah, I'll take it.
That's it. Oh, he's done it.
Yeah.
Oh. Nice. Again.
Well, he was a cosmonaut, Russian astronaut.
It says here cosmonaut, and I didn't know what that was. That's why I thought I got it wrong, because I've never heard of cosmonaut before. Mm. So is that just a Russian astronaut? Is it?
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah, right, okay.
I don't know.
You have to Google it in your own time.
Oh, Mozilla Firefox.
The Jimmy and Nath Show. Podcast.
Wrapping up your Thursday night, you got the Jimmy and Nath Show back again. The Saturday, Sunday, 7 to 9, guys. Friday's our day off. No Jimmy and Nath on a Friday.
No, no Jimmy and Nath. I mean, you can still get the podcast. Yeah. Where do you get the podcast again?
Apple, Spotify,
and List.
The listener, Lister.
Lister. Actually, there are a lot of links on our Instagram at the moment, at Jimmy Nath.
Well, that's the other place you can get us as well. Just head to our Instagram if you want to see what's going on.
Everything you need is on the Insta. It is time for the show ratings. We rate the show at 10, give our reasons why. I'm going to give it a 10 out of 10 because, Nath, you know, I'm incredibly passionate, as much as you, equally passionate about bringing back the wave.
Absolutely, mate.
When you're driving and you know, we... I guess, you know, what do? We
found our wave warriors, the ambassadors who are going to help us ensure the wave does not leave Australia. Of course, this is the courtesy wave that you see when people are driving. You know, we feel like that it's on the outs. Jim, you brought it to the concern of the show earlier in the week. week, and people now want to help us ensure that it doesn't go. Bring it back. Save the wave.
As I mentioned earlier on the show, I still want to get those bumper stickers.
Yeah.
So, I'm sure.
I'm not doing anything to make it happen. I'm just going to keep saying it to
one of you. We're not doing anything right now, but there are many days in the week, and we will.
Well, you're not
tomorrow. Apparently, we've got the day off.
That's true. Maybe next week.
And it's certainly not a weekend thing. So. it's a 10 out of 10 for me as well, mate, for the exact same reason. I love it when people get involved for a common cause. That's what this show's about, bringing people together.
It is.
And bumper stickers. Again, we'll probably get onto that maybe next Tuesday.
I'm giving it a 10 out of 10 as well. Just because I love
That's
to learn.
A somber 10 out of 10.
Oh, no, it wasn't somber. We love
I'm
to learn
it
things.
A 10 out of 10.
Sometimes you need to be a little bit somber so
it wasn't
people
somber.
Listen.
I think it was more like she didn't want to. It was like, give it a 10 out of 10.
Well, then if you guys give 10s and then I give them.
No, that's what it's. Hey, it's all individual ratings.
You're the executive.
I'm giving
producer.
It an 8.
Yep.
Yep.
Okay. That's fair enough.
But I do think I like it when we bring birds to the show. We get to learn about those. And I think we learned some fun things about dodos, galahs, kookaburras, and minor birds this week.
Well done for remembering every animal we covered on the show this
Only
week.
Only the birds.
Although, yeah, that's right.
Didn't
yeah.
mention the hungry pig.
Yeah, all
no,
the hates
that's
pigs.
That's what I mean. Just
all
just
the red
birds.
Panda hate them too.
Oh, Mozilla Firefox.
Hey, Australia.
That's it. But don't worry. You can follow Jimmy and Nate on the socials. At Jimmy and Nate. And catch the show. Weekdays from 9 p.m. across the Hit Network. And on the Listener app. Or, if you see them, just give them a little kiss.